welcome to a mixed martial arts and pro wrestling based podcast, a place where we love a shoot and a work. I am your host, Ian Hurst, and this is the Combat and Pro Wrestling Podcast. And welcome to another episode of Fight Predictions. This one is for Rozenstruik vs. Gain. So I think it's just a fight night, this one. It's not a big pay-per-view, but it's an amazing card. 2 weeks off, and we're back. So as always, I'm joined by Mus Christian. How are you feeling, mate?
Yeah, feeling good, mate. Ready to keep racking up them points.
Yeah, 12-point lead at the minute.
Getting close to the end now, buddy.
Yeah, doing well. It was close, and then you had some great success on the last predictions. We hadn't actually watched the last two UFCs together. We actually watched them apart, but we didn't predict the last one. Derek Lewis and Curtis Blaydes, which was 2 days ago.
Yeah.
Which was a really fun one to watch.
Hell of a card. Great main event.
Yeah, yeah. Well, we've had a bit of a rest because we've got some big cards coming up. Then we're probably going to have a week off at the end of March when the season one ends. And then Ol's going to join us. So Oliver Harriet's going to join us. So there's going to be three of us doing fight predictions. We're going to build from there. That'll be season two. I think we're going to start with the Bellator tournament, but we'll see. It's around then. Anyway, UFC 258. We'll just recap it. Kamaru Usman versus Burns. That was the last one we predicted. We both did pretty well, other than I was pretty unlucky with Bobby Green and Jim Miller dropping off.
Yeah.
One did get rescheduled for this weekend, which is Pedro Munhoz and Jimmy Rivera. So we'll carry that prediction over because it didn't get cancelled. It got rescheduled. So I had 4 on Rivera and you had 1 on, was it Rivera?
I had Rivera as well, but only for 1 point. So
just 1. So that's possible extra 3 points. I could catch you up there.
I'll be rooting for Pedro then now.
So, yeah. But I did put 7 points on Bobby Green, then he fell off on the day of the fight, or the weigh-in, which was a nightmare. But that was a good card. Obviously, Bilal Muhammad was on that card. He's now supposed to be fighting Rocky Edwards.
Yeah, hell of a fight for him. Good chance to jump up in the rankings.
Yeah, yeah.
What is Bilal Muhammad like? Ranked 15th or something?
13, I think.
13, he's going to be fighting.
But he might be a bit higher now. He was 13 before that fight.
Fighting like the number 3 guy, so. Yeah, good chance for him to jump up. Didn't really make much sense for Rocky Edwards, personally. I just don't think anyone wants to fight him. So it's
I think he just wants. Is that desperate to get a fight now?
Yeah.
He's just like anyone. Yeah. Obviously, Bilal took some big kicks, some big low kicks. Apparently, he's struggling a little bit, but 3 weeks. I think it's 4 weeks from the fight. So it's like 2 or 3 weeks now.
It'll only be muscular as well, won't it? So
yeah, it's cardio, and that'll be there. But yeah, what do you think? Well, we'll obviously break that one down. But that's interesting. That is interesting. We'll have to see what happens with Kazmat.
Yeah, I know. Bless him. Having respiratory problems, I believe, still carried over from long-term effects of COVID. So yeah, I believe he flew him to Vegas to get medical treatment.
I heard that. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. So praying for him. Fingers crossed he gets better soon and we see him in action.
Yeah. Right. So what we'll do is we'll get straight in then. UFC Fight Night. Rozenstruik versus Cyril Gane. Okay. What's Rozenstruik's first name again?
Jairzinho.
Rozenstruik or Strike.
Okay.
Yeah, so we'll get into this card. So, obviously, we have got the Rivera-Munhoz fight carrying over from 2 weeks ago. That will be involved. But we've already picked that. I've got 4 points on that. You've got 1 point on that.
Yeah. Oh, my boy, Jimmy.
Yeah. So, and then we've got 6 fights from this fight night. We usually do 6 fights on a fight night. 7 fights on a pay-per-view or a big show. It's usually how we've been doing it, but obviously this one's got 7 because one carried over.
Bonus points.
Yeah, I wanted to do 6 fresh ones for this one. There was a late add-on of Angela Hill versus Ashley Yoder.
Yeah.
So it's like a last-minute add-on to this card. I'm quite a fan of Angela Hill.
I love Angela Hill. She's game as they come, isn't she?
Yeah, so that should be a fun fight. I am rooting for her in this one, but you'll see my picks. But what we're going to do is we're going to start with off the prelim card, I think it's the main event of the prelim card, if that's...
Top of the prelims.
Yeah, top of the prelims sounds better.
We've got you, we've got you.
we've got Alexander Hernandez versus Thiago Moyes.
Moises.
Yeah, so who have you got then? Alexander Hernandez or Thiago Moises? And how many points?
This one's a real toss-up, to be fair. They've actually got a lot of opponents in common when I looked at the records. Both had wins against Trinaldo. that Moyes has got actually a win against Michael Johnson, subbed in with an ankle lock, I believe, and it's just really tight. A lot of this card's really tight. I've struggled with some of these, but I am edging towards Alexander Hernandez. I think he's a tad more well-rounded. And when I was looking at his record, he's actually got a win against Beneil Dariush, who beat Ferreira in his last outing. And
very
I think
impressive
he's one,
win.
Yeah, and I think he's one of the top lightweights in the division. So that kind of swayed me about four. I know MMA math doesn't really work per se, but I thought that's probably the swaying thing for me. So I went for Alexander Hernandez in this one, and I'm going for 3 points.
So 3 points on Alexander Hernandez.
That's right, yeah.
So I'm not far off. You won this one. So we've got Hernandez 3-2 in his last five. Thiago's the same. He's 3-2 in his last five. His last two were wins, whereas Hernandez is 1-1, lost 1-1, lost 1-1. Not only has he beat Michael Johnson, he's also beat Bobby Green.
Yeah, I noticed that as well.
His last two fights.
Hell of a win.
Last one was Bobby Green. The one before was Michael Johnson.
Yeah.
So that's two really good wins.
Yeah, yeah.
He's put together there. I'm going to go with Thiago Moises.
Yeah.
Or Moyes. But I'm with you. I'm not too confident in this one, so I'm just going to put 2 confidence points on him.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm going to quite low on this one. I'm really not sure, but I'm going to go with 2. Next fight, Alex Caceres versus Kevin Kroom. Who have you got?
I love Alex Caceres, me.
Yeah.
Bruce Leroy. I remember watching him on the Ultimate Fighter. I think he was on, was it the Cormier Miocic season?
It was a while ago, I think.
Yeah, yeah. I really liked his skill.
He started at bantamweight, didn't he?
I thought it was featherweight and lightweight. He was a featherweight in the show, but if you remember on the Ultimate Fighter, people usually fight upperweight because you have to make weight like 3 times in a month.
Maybe, yeah. I'm sure though he was a bantamweight for a while because he fought Pettis's little brother.
He did, yeah.
At bantamweight, and then he went up because he's just too big for that weight.
I believe what happens usually, because at the Ultimate Fighter, I believe you usually fight a weight above, don't you?
Yeah.
So the people that win the Ultimate Fighter usually then go into the, they go into the weight category below. So I think he fought on the Ultimate Fighter at featherweight, and then started his UFC career at bantamweight, I believe.
And then he's just filled out, got older.
Yeah.
As a lot of people
do. I think he was only about 22. I think he was the youngest guy on the show when he was on that season.
He's 32 now.
Is he? Oh, wow.
I thought he was younger than that.
Yeah, he looks young, doesn't he? Yeah, I like his skill set, me. I think he's got excellent jiu-jitsu. Striking's always improving. He's got, you look, when I look to the records, in the last 3, he's coming off 3 wins, right? Against top UFC level opposition. He's beat Chase Hooper, who's a good up and comer.
Yep.
His opponent's also coming off 3 wins. Yep. The difference is his wins are against people like Charles Felony Bennett, who is a legend in MMA, but he's about 100 years old, and I don't think he's trained in the last 30 years. So I just think Bruce Leroy's fought the better opponents. I think he's got the better skill set, and I think he'll win this one. So I'm putting 4 on Caceres.
4 on Caceres.
Caceres, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. So I'm not far off of you on this one as well. Caceres, 32 years old. Kroom, 33 years old. Caceres, 17-12, his record. Kroom, 21-12. So they've obviously won more than they've lost. It's not the greatest record I've seen in the UFC, obviously. It stands out as quite a bad record. But Caceres, again, moving up, he seems to have found his groove. He's 4-1 in his last 5. Like you say, he's fought probably better competition. But Kroom's last fight was a no contest, and it was at lightweight.
Oh, wow.
And he's moved down. But that was his only fight in the UFC.
Yeah.
It was no contest. He got popped for a positive test, but it was weed when I looked into it.
Oh, okay.
So I was like, I'm not taking that serious. You can't be.
Did he win the fight initially?
I'm not sure. It just said a no contest because of weed.
Right. Okay.
So I'd need to actually watch it to find out because it won't tell you.
Yeah,
so Caceres, he was going for a rocky patch at one point, but he's looked, like I say, 4-1 in his last 5. He's looking good at featherweight. He's tall, he's long. I'm going to go 3 confidence points on Caceres.
Right. Yeah, so we're kind of pretty much in agreement on that one. Yeah.
Fairly in agreement. Right, so next fight. Angela Hill versus Ashley Yoder. Who have you got?
I'm going for Angela Hill, me. I don't think her record is representative of how good she is. She's coming off 2 losses, but again, they're to high-quality opposition in that division.
Yep.
And Yoda's only recently snapped a 2-fight skid herself. She's won the last one, but she's lost the 2 before.
Yep.
I just think Angela Hill's got too much for her striking-wise. She's game as they come. I think she's fun to watch. She's got something about her. She's got a bit of spark about her, Angela Hill.
Yeah, yeah.
And I really like her as a person. So I'm going to go Angela Hill to win that one, and I'm going 5 points on Angela Hill.
5 confidence points on Angela Hill. Again, we're quite similar on this. So I've got Angela Hill, 36 years old. I didn't realise she was that old. 12 and 9.
Yeah.
Ashley Yoder, she looks quite young as well, but she's 33, 8 and 6 in a record. Hill's on a 2-fight losing streak to Michelle Waterson, who arguably she won that fight.
Yeah.
And Claudia Gadeja. And again, that was very close as well. She could have won that one. I think so. I think it was close, wasn't it? I think it was a close one against Gadeja.
Gadeja, we watched that one.
She could technically be have won both those fights.
Yeah.
And I don't think you'd have been too surprised. Yoder has 4 subs and 4 decisions in her 8 wins. She's never TKO'd or KO'd anyone. So I doubt she's going to be knocking Hill out, but you never know. And I've got down that Hill's fought much better competition. So I'm also, same as you, I'm going to go 5 points on Angela Hill.
Wow, a lot of similar picks today.
Yep, a lot of similar picks. We hadn't even talked about this card.
So. No, I know, yeah. I forgot we were doing it till about 3 hours ago, to be honest. So.
Classic, and you're still in the lead. Still a reigning champ.
I think if you overthink it, you don't do as well. You start overthinking your picks and stuff. You just need to have a look. And go with your gut.
Have a look, go with your favourite name.
Yeah. Or the name you can say.
that's less than half of them for me. Right, so next fight. Montana de la Rosa versus Mayor Bueno Silva. Sound right? Bueno Silva?
I think Bueno is a nickname. I think her name's... What's her first name?
M-A-Y-R-A. Mayra? Myra?
Mayra. Who knows? I'm just going to call her Silva.
Let's call her Silva. And
going
Rosa.
Forward, Silva versus De La Rosa. We'll forget the first names.
Let's do that.
Yeah, I had a look at that. Silva 7-1, isn't she? She's got the better record.
Yeah.
But then a lot of her fights haven't been in the UFC. So when you see that, you don't know.
She's quite new.
You don't know.
When you see she's been fighting.
Yeah. When you see an amazing record like that, but then a lot of them aren't in the UFC, you don't have a clue. They could have been high quality opponents. They might be Bobar. You don't know. I'm just looking again. She's got a lot of subs. It looks like she's got a jiu-jitsu background. I don't know. I'm not very confident on this one. I don't know enough about the two, but I have a feeling that she's just going to have the better jiu-jitsu of the two, and I could see her possibly getting a sub, but I'm only going to throw 2 points on her. So 2 points on Silva.
2 points on Silva. So yeah. We're quite similar in this one. She might be 7-1, but she's 29, and De La Rosa is 26, and she's 11-6. Rosa's 1-2 in the last 3, and they're all decisions, so she's lost 2 decisions and won a decision. So she's gone the distance. She's got the time in the UFC. She's got the rounds in.
Yeah.
So she's got a good, I don't know why I even had to think about how many rounds is in there.
Yeah.
She's got a good 9 5-minute rounds in the last 3 fights. Obviously losing 2 of them. And Silva, she's got 6 finishes out of 7 wins with 1 going to decision. And 5 of those finishes were by sub.
Yeah.
So I think she's got some good jits. I'm going to go with Silva on this one. And I'm going to be a bit risky on this one. I'm going to go 4 confidence points on Silva. So I'd chuck a 4 on.
That could be the difference maker.
I've got a feeling we might be the same here pretty much all the way through. So I'm interested in this next one. Here we go. So next fight.
Yeah.
Nikita Krylov versus Magomed Ankalaev.
Magomed Ankalaev.
Who have you got?
I'm going for Ankalaev on this one. I think he's an absolute beast. He's actually a master of sport in Sambo. So he's got really good grappling. But if you actually look at his record, most of his wins come from KO and TKO.
Yeah.
He showed really high-level striking in his last 2 fights against Kutaliba. I know there was a bit of a dodgy finish. And there was a dodgy finish in the first fight when Kutaliba played possum a bit.
Looked amazing in the rematch.
But then in the rematch, he blitzed him, didn't he? It wasn't even close. And Kutaliba's a high-level guy. He's ranked 11 now, I think, Ankalaev. So I think this is his chance to... If he wins his fight, he's got to break into the top 10, hasn't he?
Yeah.
And it's a good time to really be pushing up that light heavyweight because the light heavyweights, a lot of the veteran guys are falling out.
Yeah.
And there's a good space. If you're a good guy coming in now, you can really make a push at running for the title. So
yeah.
I think Ankalaev's going to smash him. I put 6 confidence points on it, my maximum confidence points.
Yeah. So once again, we're quite similar here. I've been quite a bit of a... I'd say I have been a fan of Nikita Krylov for a while. I remember years ago seeing him and seeing how he moves. I'm sure he moved a little bit more like Machida, sort of like side on, really flashy kicks. He was in one of the old games as well, and I liked being in one of the old games.
Yeah.
He had a bit of a spell in the UFC. I think he was on, let me just check my notes. I'm sure he was on like a 6-fight win streak, lost 1 fight, and then was cut or left the UFC. I can't remember why it was. I ain't got my phone up, but I've got down. His first fight in the UFC was September the 1st, 2013.
Well, veteran, yeah.
He's been around a long time. And well, I'll get into Ankalaev in a second, but Krylov, yeah, he won a lot. He lost a few, got cut. He won four fights outside the UFC, from what this is off the top of my head. And the fourth one was a title in a small organization against Fabio Maldonado.
Yeah.
Came back into the UFC. And then who did he fight? Have you got your phone up?
Yeah, yeah.
Who did he fight on his return? It was it John Blakovic?
Krylov Topology, bear with me.
I'm sure he walked straight into Jan Blakovic and lost by sub.
He did. He beat Maldonado in Fight Nights Global.
Yep.
Came back and he lost by an arm triangle choke in round two to Blakovic.
Yeah, but he's had some wins since as well.
He has. He's beat OSP and Johnny Walker.
Yeah, that's what I mean. He's a talented guy. But Ankalaev looks like a monster. He should really be 15-0. It was just crazy watching him fight Paul Craig. He absolutely battered Paul Craig. And then with 1 second left of the last round, he tapped in a guillotine. He lost at 4 minutes 59 seconds of the last round.
I remember that. Great win for Paul Craig.
Yeah, it was, but he got absolutely battered. The entire fight, there's probably some 10-8s in there. It was just weird to watch. If he'd waited 2 seconds, it'd have been 1 second past the...
Was that on one of the UK cards? Was it in London or
It might have been, yeah.
With Paul Craig,
I thought they did him dirty, to be honest, putting him in there with Ankalaev. But so it could have been 15-0 quite easily here. I'm going to go the same as you, 6 confidence points on Magomed Ankalaev.
I was hoping you were going to go the other way. You know, when you started talking about Krylov and started saying I'm a big fan, I was getting really happy. I was saying, that's it. Yeah. One for him.
No, you've got to go with Ankalaev and he's a monster. Yeah, so we're pretty much neck and neck so far. Let's get into the main event and see where you are. So, last fight, Jardinio Rosenstrike, or Struke, against Civil Gane. Who have you got?
Is it Gane or Gane? Gane, Gane?
It looks like Gane on paper, but I'm sure it's probably Gane or I don't know how it's pronounced.
Cyril Gane. We'll say Cyril Gane. I'm sure most of the commentators say that anyway.
Yes, yeah.
Again, with this one, I just rate Cyril Gane. I think he's one of them heavyweights. A lot of heavyweights now just come in and they don't look conditioned, do they? They don't even look like athletes. They're just big lumps. No. He looks like an NFL linebacker.
Like a poster. It looks like he could be the poster boy of the company and Dana White would just cream over him.
He would, yeah. He looks like a video game character, doesn't he?
Yeah.
I think his strike is amazing. He's a high-level Muay Thai and kickboxing guy. That's where it's coming from originally. But he's really took to the grappling side of MMA. He's got a few subs on his record. Rosenstrike's a high-level striker himself, though. They both got devastating power. And for me, for this one, it's just, you got to look back at last weekend. And if that's proven anything about heavyweight MMA, is that anything can happen? Yeah. Do you know what I mean? It takes that 1 second and it can switch the fight on its head.
Yeah.
So I do think Cyril Gane's going to win, but I'm not confident anything could happen. So I'm going to go for 1 point on Cyril Gane.
Right. So again, we're very similar here. Pretty much exactly the same. This is a crazy fight for so early on in at least Cyril Gane's career. And I know Rosenstrike's had a few fights now against some good guys. He's only got one loss, and that was to Ngannou. Both guys, their last opponent was JDS. They both knocked out JDS in their last fights. I'd be absolutely shocked if I see a grappling match here. You don't know what Cyril Gane's got, but we've seen enough of Rosenstrike to know he's not probably going to initiate a takedown. And I sort of mentioned this to you when we was at training earlier. I won't be surprised to see the winner of this fight, Derek Lewis.
Yeah. It makes sense. They're going to throw themselves right into the mix if whoever wins this one.
Which is crazy to say Cyril Gane's only 7-0.
Yeah.
And it could be maybe two or three fights away from a title shot.
The heavyweight scene is probably the best it's ever been at the minute, isn't it, really? For a long time. So many guys up there.
And to say how, I mean, Rosenstrike's had 12, Cyril Gane's had 7 so far. They both look very composed, especially Cyril Gane against JDS.
Polished.
Just took his time, picked him apart, landed the elbow. I know JDS was sort of complaining that it was at the back of the head towards the end. Whether it was or wasn't, everything leading before that elbow, we were just picking him apart. It wasn't even close. He looked like he was the more intelligent, well-rounded fighter against a guy who was a veteran, one of the best of all time.
Yeah, former heavyweight champion of the world, yeah.
Yeah, It's going to be a close one. Again, I can't believe they're fighting already so early on. But I'm going to go with Silgain for one confidence point.
I thought we'd be in agreement with that.
Yeah, so we've got quite a few that's similar here. I don't think we're going to see a massive change in the lead that you've got at the minute. 12-point lead. But we have got quite a few cards leading up towards the end of March. Yeah. So we will see what happens.
You could close the gap a little bit here. Do you know what I mean? If Silva wins and Moises wins. Do you know what I mean? You will. And if Hill wins as well. Oh, no, we've got the same on that. So, yeah, you could still close the gap a little bit and then, do you know what I mean? It only takes one big swing, doesn't it?
12 points isn't actually that much. We've already found that when we watched Chessa versus Magny.
Yeah,
that was I had an absolute amazing show that time. That'll do us today. The next card is... What's the next card? Is it...
Blachowicz versus Izzy?
Yeah, I think so. It's the big light heavyweight title fight.
I think we might go for different people in that one as well, so that could be...
You think?
I feel so.
Yeah. I think this card's a little bit obvious. That's why we've all gone the same.
Yeah, and I mean, there's three title fights on the next card, and they're all close fights. So, the Nunes fight, I'm pretty sure we're both going to go for Nunes on that one.
We'll see. I've been wondering.
Like, you think Megan Anderson's going to beat Nunes?
Mate, everyone loses at some point. Megan Anderson is a legit featherweight.
Put 7 points on Megan Anderson then.
I don't know about seven, but I'm wondering whether to go lean that way a little bit, because... We've seen bigger upsets.
You need to throw a Hail Mary at this stage, don't you? You need to go different to me, so it might be worth it.
We have seen some big upsets.
We have.
I mean, Lewis versus Blades, I consider a bit of an upset.
It was an upset.
Megan Anderson is a big featherweight, and Nunes has got much better wrestling and grappling, and she hits hard, but they all fall at some point. They all fall.
Yeah.
So we will see. But I've got some time to have a think about that one. But you never know. Right, so that'll do us.
Brilliant.
As always, follow us on Instagram at TheCPWPod, TheCPWPod on Instagram. I'll get us a good picture up for this one. I've got some good ones in the chamber, especially for the Izzy and stuff one, so we'll get some good ones. But yeah, that'll do us, and we'll see you on the next one.